Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
That's right, 5 o'clock fire. Clint Sterner run the show here with you. Hopefully you are off work. And the latest, you'll have the latest from Old Dirty and Show. And the latest is we're joined by Houston Texans right tackle. And I got a bone to pick with you because I believe, as I know, you are a Rockhurst Hocklet, and I went to Blue Springs. Now we're a few years apart, but we don't really like y'all kind over at Rockhurst. So this is going to be a difficult one for me to do, Charlie. So but I'll cut you some slack and be nice.
Awesome, I appreciate it. Yeah, that was always our rival.
You're damn right it was.
Hey, Charlie, don't I know you seem to be a pretty calm fella. He usually likes to piss our guests off pretty quickly, so it's a challenge. Just don't let him get under your skin, man.
Yeah, I'll try not to get rattled.
That's right. Hey, Charlie, real quick, man, the run game or the lack thereof has been a big topic, you know, over the last few weeks outside of the first week against Jacksonville, man. What are you guys doing on a daily basis different now than you have over the last month or so to get that thing corrected and get to producing on the ground?
Yeah, you know, a lot of that is stemming from communication up front. And, you know, we're really putting an emphasis on that at practice, after practice, you know, meeting together as an O-line, even extra, you know, really trying to get that communication down, because it'll just be just one little small break along the line that will end up, you know, we had a good run there, but one little mistake and then make it into a 0-yard gain. So cleaning up those little things, you know, we want to get those, we have really talented backs. We want to get them out to second level so they can do their job.
Joining us, right tackle Charlie Heck joins us here, Clint Sterner in the show on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Take me kind of through your training camp, man. It looked like you were having the early bead on being the starter at right tackle, especially when Marcus Cannon had the injury, and then you had some tough things occur. What's it been like from that stage now to where you are and you're back in the lineup?
Yeah, you know, it's great to be back. You know, had a great camp going in. Unfortunately, before that Jacksonville week, tested positive for COVID. So that was a big blow, you know, not being out there for, you know, that big win. But then coming back, working. And, you know, Marcus was always a, you know, a great mentor throughout training camp and all that. He was somebody I really looked up to, you know. And so then just kind of seeing how he operates as a pro, I mean, was really cool. Those last few weeks, kind of seeing how he operates, and he was always giving me advice throughout training camp. So he's been huge for this O line.
What about the one thing when I watch the game, Charlie? It seems like there's a lack of physicality up front across the board. Is that a product of the communication an issue? Do you see that being an issue? Is that something you guys focus on up front, or am I just completely missing the boat?
You know, our goal is to be the most, you know, the most physical unit out there. And, yeah, I think a lot of that does stem with the communication with guys not on the same page. Because once we get that, you know, there's a lot of studs on the O-line. And, you know, Titus Howard's one of the strongest dudes I've ever ever seen. And when he knows what he's doing, I mean, he blows people off the ball. And so I think we just need to work across the board, little things, getting that together, and there's going to be some big improvements.
How long of a – like, what do you think that is, Charlie? Because that's exactly – I mean, you nailed it on the head. And like, what I feel like I see is guys thinking instead of guys just reaction and reacting. And with a lot of the moving pieces, new coaches, some new players, some injuries, you know, that makes sense. But how long do you see that being a problem? Obviously, you hope you fix it this week. You know, I'm sure that's the word in the building. But how long do you see that being an issue?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to fix that this week. You know, we wanted to fix it last week, still had some problems, and now it's just that's another focus of ours. Just fix it this week. You know what we have to do. We just got to go out there and execute it.
Charlie, would you say you and the guys up front have, as offensive linemen, that nasty streak? Would you say you see that with in yourself and the guys you work with every day?
Absolutely. I mean, to be an O-lineman in the NFL, you need that. You need that side. And, you know, we just got to keep working so we can really start turning that loose.
Well, Charlie, being raised by who you were raised by, you better have it. You probably wouldn't have made it long if you didn't, huh? Your pops wouldn't have stood for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what about Indy? What about Indy, man? That's who you got this week. Obviously, they just took one on the chin from Baltimore on primetime football, man. What do you see in Indy that you guys can maybe take advantage of? I don't want you to give me the game plan, obviously, and not that you do that, but what do you see over there that you guys can take advantage of?
Yeah, you know, they're a great team. They're a disciplined team. They're a physical defense. And, you know, with them, you really just – you got to be disciplined when you're playing a team like that. A lot likes to do a lot of movement up front. They disguise things well. They move things, and they are a fast defense. So, you know, being on the same page, handling movement, and being physical, you know, that's kind of the key.
All right, Charlie. I am curious for you. This has been it's been a huge step for you from last year to this year. We heard from a lot of the coaching staff saying – that you, I think David Culley said at one point, you may have taken the biggest step of any player from last year. When the regular season ended last year, I know you had some run against the Bengals. What did you look in there and say that this is what I got to get better coming into next year?
Yeah, you know, I definitely wanted to, over the offseason, build strength. You know, a big thing when you get reps is you build confidence. And, you know, that was a huge thing. I thought it was really valuable for me, kind of getting those games at the very end of the season there last year. So I had something to really work on going into the off season, kind of build on that throughout training camp. But I know I definitely wanted to get stronger, you know, kind of take some time to adjust to NFL speed when you're pass blocking. It's a little different in college. So, I mean, that extra strength really helps. And, you know, that was just throughout the off season, that was the big thing I was working on.
All right, Charlie. Off the field a little bit here. You got a neighbor over there, Sean Pendergast. He's one of our coworkers, man.
Yeah.
If you see Sean, just slap him around a little bit for us. He got a little mouthy in the studio over here earlier on.
Wow.
Just slap him around a little bit for us if you see him.
Yeah,
in the hallway.
I'll look for him in the elevator.
Hey, just pass set him one time. He'll appreciate that. He'll appreciate that in the long run. Just pass set him one time, and punch him in the chest with that pass set and see if he likes it.
Yeah, show him some physicality.
There you go. So that mean streak
say,
right there.
Say, I got a little physicality for you, Sean. Pop.
Lock him in the elevator. All right, Charlie, man. Yeah. Thanks for taking the time, man, and good luck on Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. All right. That's Charlie Heck, right tackle of the Houston Texans. And I think some of the things that you said, and we've talked about with him coming out of last year to this year, him getting stronger, him adding power to his game, he thought he needed to do that in the offseason too.
You know, it's pretty obvious with a guy like that. I think one thing that a lot of us knew when he was drafted was, man, dude's technically sound. Like, he played multiple positions at North Carolina. He started a lot of ball games at North Carolina. He was raised by an offensive lineman and an offensive line coach. I mean, you knew he was going to be technically sound and understand how important it is to move your feet and drop your pad level. And
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, darn. Breaking news here. Tyler, our trusty producer, do you have something worthy of cutting Clint off. Go ahead.
Absolutely. News about another offensive lineman in town. Ian Rappaport is saying Laramie Tunsil has had successful surgery today. A source told Ian he is out 4 to 6 weeks. It is official.
All right. So thumb surgery for Laramie Tunsil's out for a while there.
You interrupted my Charlie Heck thought. What do you think? Laramie Tunsil was going to have unsuccessful surgery? He's the highest paid tackle in the game. Did we think he was going to go to the a backstreet doctor over here Beltway 8 or something?
Now calm down now, Chief. I think he's the highest paid player on the team, and many believe best player on the team.
Okay.
The update of his surgery and when he'll return could just slide in a little bit.
Saw y'all planning that. Don't lie.
It was a plan. He just told me, and I smiled because you happened to be talking at the time. It is good, right? Like it literally is a coincidence that the breaking news comes while you're speaking. So, I mean, that's it. That's the news. Laramie Tunsil, surgery, successful surgery, thank God.
Yeah,
And he's out 4 to 6 weeks. We'll see where it is.
Any coincidence? I think I saw a tweet earlier from somebody.
Leading up to the trade deadline.
You don't think that? You don't think there's any of that?
We'll see. I don't know that there's teams, like there's a team out there that's saying to themselves, God, we're that close, and we're gonna take on that contract. Like we're that close at tackle. And that's the last thing we need, and we're going to take on that contract.
Well, I'd imagine the Texans will eat a little bit of it to get rid of it, to be completely honest with you.
I think they would, but.
So, we'll see. I mean, I think there is something. There's a little meat on that bone, if you will, of kind of the timing and the decision from the Houston Texans.
If they and I think he is a good player, and I think he arguably may be your best player. Well, but that would be a huge move and a coup for Nick Caserio and company if they were able to pull that off.
Well, sure. I do think there's teams out there that – are in Super Bowl mode right now. That if their left tackle, if they're having trouble right now at left tackle, or their left tackle goes down, that they maybe would jump at a situation like that. I think there's teams out there like, I mean, I don't know what's going on in Carolina, but Carolina is really aggressive in what they're doing.
They just paid their left tackle.
Trevor did they?
Moat. They just paid him.
Could he slide to right tackle?
I guess he could.
Yeah. Well, they got to do something to help protect it.
They're pretty high paid tackles.
Tackles right there. Well, you can do that when you got a quarterback that was seeing ghosts a year ago.
Yeah. What happened?
By the way, I think Purple Drank Paul talking about Geno Smith. He probably should have mentioned it was with the Jets. Wasn't it with the Jets?
He was with the Jets. Yeah, that's it.
Geno's bounced around a bit, but wasn't it with the Jets when it was really bad?
Yeah, that's who he got drafted.
Yeah, there you go. The Jets have ruined many a QB.
Some on the text line said Purple Drank Paul was – sounded like he was hitting that purple drink maybe a little harder.
And if he was?
It's okay.
Purple drink.
Yeah.
But if he was, if he hit it a couple of times?
He'd be living up to the bill.
Good for Charlie Heck. You see him cower when I start talking about all the old high schools? Yeah.
Well, that didn't go over as well as you thought. You thought that was going to be a real hit, and you were going to really, like, get him excited about that. He was like, oh, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, he ducked down on it.
I don't know if you checked, but I played a little college ball and a little pro ball since him up.
Yeah, he said it was our rivals. That's all he had because he knew we won. all right, let's get it because Tim Kelly, Charlie Heck's offensive coordinator, he spoke today and had some hits about some things that he thinks this offense has to go ahead and get better with and address things with coming up for the game on Sunday. We'll discuss that coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Clint. Tim Kelly spoke as they get ready to take on the Colts coming up. Next, on Sunday, he spoke with the media today, and he was hit with that question that everybody seems to, that has any kind of leadership, that seems to be hit with, and that is, when Tyrod Taylor gets healthy, who'll be the starter? Will it be Davis Mills? Will it be Tyrod Taylor? And I know you really liked the answer he gave. This was Tim Kelly.
Every ounce of my being right now is focused on how I'm going to call plays against the Indianapolis Colts. So unless you know something I don't know, that's going to be Davis, and we're going to be moving forward here with that. And we don't have time to be worrying about hypotheticals or what happens when this happens, what happens when that. Like, we got to find a way to win a game. So every ounce of my being, like I said, is going to be focused on how we can do that and how we can put our guys in a position to win on Sunday.
Yeah, and I know you loved his because we heard from David Culley, the head coach, yesterday, and his answer of it was just matter of fact that it's Tyrod Taylor. We heard from Nick Caserio right here on Payne and Pendergast, and he said, hey, we're not going to make any kind of premature moves. We're going to just see what happens when we get to that point. But you like this the best out of anybody, of all three of them.
Yeah, look, I liked what Nick Caserio had to say. I just thought it's his packaged response, right, to anything, whether it's a quarterback or any kind of roster move that's not public yet. That's kind of his packaged response, where I think David Culley was very adamant that Tyrod Taylor's the guy, and then, you know, Tim Kelly just said, hey, look, we're worried about winning a ball game. I'm not worried about what may or may not happen a week from now, or you know, whether someone will or will not be healthy. I'm worried about winning a ball game. I'm pouring everything I can into the Indianapolis Colts and getting Davis Mills ready to play a game. And so I just thought that was that of the three answers, I thought the one that did the best job was the offensive coordinator Tim Kelly right there of not avoiding the question, but simply stating that we've got higher priorities right now as an offense than to worry about what's going to happen if and when somebody's healthy down the road. They'll cross that bridge when they get to it. I thought this was the best response to the Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, when both guys are healthy, who's going to be the starter question. I thought Tim Kelly nailed it.
No, and I think he probably knows what the thought is, or they've had conversations since.
Does he?
I would.
The other two didn't.
Hell, you're right. you're right, man. You know, maybe he's probably had separate conversations with both of them,
right?
And understands what they're going. I think he probably knows more than he let on, but there's some credence to what he's talking about, because there were some really good things they did last week that he probably is wanting to focus to build upon. Because I'm sure after the Carolina game, probably felt like, all right, there were some good things we did there. Let's build upon that the next week. And then the next week was a toilet flushing game. Yep. Like, yep. Just forget it. It was just awful from – they didn't build upon that. They took several steps back from Carolina to Buffalo. And he's probably looking at the New England game saying, boy, we did some really good things. Let's keep building on that and not have a step back game. And so there is some truth to what he's saying of, hey, this is what my major focus is right now, is to improve upon what we did against New England.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, look, the task that he has right now is obviously right now in a vacuum putting a game plan together for the Indianapolis Colts. But right now he's tasked with getting a young quarterback. Him and Pep Hamilton both now are tasked with getting a young quarterback as ready to play as you possibly can. And any kind of step back by Davis Mills is a reflection of what those guys are doing as well. And so the responsibility that they have is to get him ready right this minute and build on what happened last week. And so, yeah, the truth of the matter is, man, is if you can build on what Davis Mills was able to do last week and eliminate the extreme backslide that we've seen him take this year on a couple of different occasions, then you may have something, right? You have something that you can get excited about working with and seeing, you know, how high his ceiling actually is. And last week, you know, in the second half, I think the second half of the football game, they had very limited opportunities, but there was it wasn't as impressive as the first half. Obviously, the first half and the start to that ball game was really, really impressive. And so, yeah, there's some things there to build on. There's some corrections that they have to make. And I think the only way to look at it for Tim Kelly and everybody involved is to 100% focus on Indy and this week. And a big part of that is getting a young quarterback ready to play versus, well, you know, 2 weeks from now or a week from now, whenever it may be, if Terod's back, he's going to be our guy. I think it's a fluid situation. As I said several times this week, I think it's a very fluid situation. I think the only way to approach it is be where your feet are and worry about what you have to do right now and understand that when that decision is made, it's going to have changed from where we sit right now, right? There's going to be a ball game that's played, but the Indianapolis Colts and the Texans play Sunday, and Davis Mills is going to be the starting quarterback, and he's going to do some good things, probably going to do some bad things. You hope the good outweigh the bad. And you hope that he makes the decision that you have to make very, very difficult. You hope, right? And that would be best case scenario. So it's going to be a different conversation show when you and I sit down after Sunday's ball game and talk about the Terod Taylor and Davis Mills comparison and who should or shouldn't start at that point in time. Right now, being where your feet are at, I think, is the most important.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, like, things that he's trying to build upon. I think the most impressive thing is what you see from week to week. So 2 weeks ago against Buffalo, like, one of the things that jumps out is on third and fourth down, they were 2-for-11.
Mm.
2-for-11 on third and fourth down. And that was something that I know on the post-game show with Sean, you and Wade were talking about. Hey, man, they were awful on third and fourth downs, 2-of-11. But, hell, they were in some crazy-ass third and 12s and 14. They averaged damn near 10 yards on their third downs. From that to then Sunday, I know the stat for that was so much better. So much better. I don't even need to know the stat in front of you. You have an 18-play drive to kick off the game and multiple long drives. Like, you know it's better. That was probably one of the biggest things that I know they probably want to build upon.
Yeah, as we talked about how bad the third down was in the Buffalo game and not necessarily how bad it was percentage-wise of their conversion, but how bad it was in terms they were third and long. They averaged third and long. Third and longs are impossible. You damn sure don't want to average a third and long on your third down attempts. And so, like we said that week, obviously that means you're not doing – I mean, you're doing some terrible things on first and second down. This week, when you convert third downs at the rate that the Texans did last week, then you know you're doing some pretty damn good things on first and second down. So it's not just a reflection of what you can and can't do on third down. It's really a reflection of what you're doing on the earlier downs as well. So yeah. That was definitely a stat that really sticks out. I mean, Davis Mills was 13 of 14 on third and fourth down in terms of completion percentage, completion versus pass attempts. And, I mean, when you look at that, I mean, that's big. You know, that is really, really big. So Big time improvement there. In fact, it should have been on that. It should have been on that graphic that that they built. That's not went viral, but that's all over social media about the fact that Davis Mills is only rookie quarterback to put those numbers together.
300 yards passing, three touchdowns, no interceptions,
140 plus rating,
and 13 of 14 on third and fourth downs. Like, that's crazy from one week to another how well that you jump on those downs. But as you said, a big piece of that is what you were doing on first and second down. If we talked about it, they didn't even run it great. Hell, they didn't run it good, really. But, I mean, Ingram holds 16 carries of 40-plus yards. But they ran it enough to where it wasn't third and 11, third and 12, that they did something early in downs to get themselves in a situation where they weren't putting their quarterback in a tough spot. And they've got to continue that this week. So, yeah, man, you got to give him credit. One thing they also talked about is we just heard from Tyler, Laremy Tunsil going down. He had successful surgery going for 4 to 6 weeks, and now their new tackles, Charlie Heck, who we just spoke with, and Jerrion Christian, they're going to be the starters now, and he talked about that too. It's going to be very important for them to be able to get things going with those two tackles over there.
Oh, it's going to be huge, man. There's no doubt about it. You got to get those guys rocking and rolling. The thing is we said it a million times, man, and you just heard Charlie Heck say it. There is plenty of opportunity for this offensive line to turn the corner and just flat out be more physical. I mean, it don't matter. It's not about how your top end talent, it's not how big your contract is, it's not about experience. It's about going out there and just flat out being more physical than the opponent and being more physical than the offensive line has been in the past. And so it does. I'm glad it was good to hear Charlie Heck say it.
They know it.
It's a lot of thinking because it does look like they're thinking and not real sure of what they're doing. And a lot of times that leads to a lack of physicality, if you will. And so good to hear him say that, hey, Titus Howard, when he knows what he's doing, he can move people. And that physicality is not a problem throughout. It's just they got to get that communication down where they can react and not think.
Game one tomorrow in the American League Championship Series, and the two managers finally gave us news that we all needed to know going into this series. We'll discuss that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
That's right. Game one tomorrow, and we got news. We got news now. Dusty Baker and the Astros, the manager of the Astros, he's given his first two starters. Game one starter will be Framber Valdez. The lefty will get the ball, and he will face, as the Red Sox and Alex Cora announced his starters, he will get Chris Sale. So a lefty matchup in game one. First pitch at Minute Maid. We'll be out there live, 7:07 first pitch, but we'll be out there starting at 2, come pregame with us. We'll be out there till 6 o'clock. You can hang out with us, but it'll be Framber Valdez versus Chris Sale, who got lit up in his last start, his only start of the postseason against the Rays. He'd been dealing with injuries down the stretch, very similar to Carlos Rodon of the White Sox, but he gets to start in game one. And game two, Luis Garcia will pitch at home this time. He'll pitch game two against Nate Uvalde of the Boston Red Sox. He gets game two. So the starters for game one and game two, and game two on Saturday is at 3:07. They will tangle there. So that's big to hear those starts. And I look at that, And I think the first thing is either one of those pitchers make you nervous, Clint?
No, they don't make me nervous. I mean, it's not a slight to them at all. I think it's just like I really don't. After what the Astros have done, the final series of the regular season, they put up 23 runs. Four-game ALDS against the White Sox, they put up 31 runs. Look, I think this lineup right now, obviously we all know how good they are, but, man, they're seeing it, and they are all getting quality at-bats. Hell, the 8-hole and 9-hole are producing somehow, some way.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn said he was impressed by Jake Meyer.
Yeah, I mean, and who looks like he's healthy. And going to be able to contribute, hopefully. I mean, this is – I just don't know. Maybe I'm overconfident.
Well, I don't think you can.
But, damn, I mean, I just don't – there's nobody on the Red Sox – in the Red Sox rotation that you could go, hey, man, this guy's starting game one, or this guy's starting the first game for Boston at Fenway. I'm not worried about it. Now, if you tell me that without Lance, all of a sudden the wheels are going to come off this starting rotation and these guys are going to give up, you know, 5-6 runs out of the gate kind of deal, and they're gonna all struggle, then yeah, I mean, obviously I'm concerned. But I think the big thing here is less about who they can put on the mound, less about what our bats can do against those guys they put on the mound, and more about can the rotation that the Astros have available, can they keep Boston in check? I mean, you don't have to shut them down. You don't have to do anything that we haven't seen you do before.
Just do enough to keep the offense in the game.
Keep them in check, because this offense is hot. And I know you and I have said this a lot of, boy, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time with this lineup. But, man, I think that's the case every day, 162 games.
Somebody's going to get
but
you.
But right now, I mean, it's they're not going to get you one time. They're going to get you multiple times throughout the game. And so – I just think it's – yeah, so maybe I'm overconfident, but I don't worry about who's going to pitch game one or game two or game three or any game for that matter for the Boston Red Sox.
Sleazy, you see this. Chris Sale, Nate Uvalde, and Nate shut down the Yankees, a good offense. He shut down. He pitched pretty well in the wild card game. These guys make you concerned?
Uvalde a bit, but when it comes down to it, as long as the Astros bats keep raking the way they have been, that helps. But yeah, Uvalde, man, he's – the dude's got some nasty stuff. A little concern there. Chris Sale, I think that could get ugly for that fella. I'm not worried about him at all.
Ooh, not at all.
I was pretty confident, and then Tyler told me what what happened last with his last start versus the Rays. I felt pretty good about my confidence level.
Right. Yeah, he used to be arguably the best pitcher in baseball, and it wasn't that long ago. But he's like Rodon. There's some injury stuff there where he's not himself, but.
So I think there probably ought to be a little research done here. I think Tyler needs to listen to this as well. I think there's a little research needs to be done here. I mean, there's obviously nobody on this show that knows, but I'm not real sure that's how you say the guy's name.
Uvalde?
I'm almost positive it's not you.
It is.
See, I didn't think it was Uvalde.
I'm almost it's not you.
It's Uvalde.
It's Evaldi.
No, it's spelled E. It's spelled like that.
Google and listen. And unless the two TV professionals that I Googled and listened.
Who did you Google and listen to? Yeah, here.
I don't remember who they were.
Pull some up.
One of them was, who's my guy that does it that's on location? Olney?
Buster?
Buster was one of them, I believe.
I don't trust him.
Yeah, I think I'm not. I could be dead wrong. I didn't dig real deep. But the first two guys, one of them said Eovaldi, and one of them said Evaldi. There was no ooze.
I've always heard Uvalde. I've heard it spelled with an E. But it said it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just curious. I thought it'd be a fun exercise for us, boys.
Well, fine. It could be. I would lean.
It's like you're offended because I brought up our.
Because sometimes when there's ones I feel good about, then I feel good about.
Well,
I wouldn't put it past me.
Well, yeah,
to butcher it.
Well, and guess what? Everybody listening wouldn't put it past none of us.
None of them. No one believes. Oh, yeah, hell, show's off on that. I'm gonna go with Buster.
I get hit up once a week.
See,
like,
someone texted on Show's Army text line. Obviously, a member of the Army. It's you, Uvalde.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying there's not a. I'm not I could be dead wrong. I'm just telling
Look
you.
Look how hard. Can you see how I was?
That means it's not Uvalde. Tyler that is, means it's not Uvalde.
He is
see,
going hard.
If that first one would have said Uvalde, he'd have done jump back Look on that hot mic face. And gave it to us, man.
Look at his face. He is going hard on it. Did we got a Joe Buck? That'll be. We'll be listening.
I'm
Joe
pretty
Buck.
Sure it starts with an E. Now it's how do you pronounce?
It starts with an E.
No, I'm talking about the way you. Oh. I'm talking about the sound, not the letter.
Now this is just one voice. But it's the only one I've found so far.
I mean, we're waiting. Struck out on a breaking ball, and that's seven tonight for Nate Eovaldi.
Damn it!
I'm not giving up. I think it's Eovaldi.
Yeah, I think that guy's just who is that?
I'm telling you, it's not.
Obviously, that guy's just. If you find one Eovaldi, that's enough for me.
Hey, I'm telling you, I found two before I settled that it wasn't you because I knew my weaknesses. So I found an Eovaldi. It's real quick. Eovaldi, it's not Eovaldi. It's Eovaldi or Eovaldi is what I
heard. There he goes. A strikeout for Eovaldi.
Eovaldi.
Okay, it's Eovaldi. That's Brian Anderson. He's
damn it.
He's my favorite.
How do you know their voices, man? That's unbelievable.
I'm going to say Anderson. This, though. I didn't think it was Eovaldi until earlier this afternoon when Sean Pendergast came in that studio. And we were talking about this, and he said, oh, no. He was confident. He said, oh, it's Eovaldi.
Because I've heard it been said that way a lot, too.
That's my excuse.
And that's why. I heard Sean say that, too, and I was already – but I've heard it said Eovaldi. That's why people are texting in.
I heard Sean say that, too, I went ahead and Googled it up and hit a couple of – I'm just – As a guy that screws up names,
you know what?
And oddly spelled words on the regular, I've just kind of learned to hey, look. I mean, it's something that I got to do. I got to Google, I got to hit video, I got to check it.
Now I know Tyler that Clint is everybody's hero, so they won't check up on this. But this is dirty right here. This is dirty. He's been sitting over there. You see how happy he is
for the enjoyment
to bring this to the table. To the table. Hey, make a bet, folks. I bet, fellas.
I said we need to do some checking.
That's even worse. We need to do some checking, and you have already done checking. You've listened to two different versions of it before you came to the table.
But I'd heard two different versions, and the only one I didn't know if y'all knew better.
Your happiness,
no,
the look in your face of enjoyment of God again.
No, it's not.
God, nobody knew. Nobody texted in and knew. Nobody texted in and thought.
Well, somebody texted in and put a big U in
they
front
may,
of it.
They may have thought that, I don't know, man, which shows history, that might not be right. But hell, it sounds right. It sounds, where is Sean Pendergast?
Hey.
Damn it.
Well, earlier too, Tyler jumped in there hard with that Uvalde.
Well, he said, well, he's hit the
That's
the
like
back
that
end.
City. Isn't there a Uvalde, Texas?
I wasn't going to say nothing. The back end, he doesn't consistently finish on his name. That's where you're.
Uvalde.
Yeah, he's done that. Uvalde.
Yeah, that's the city. It's spelled with a U, by the way.
Yes, yes.
That was honest, genuine. Hey guys, we need to do some research for we. But look, because we're going. He's not going to start game. He's not going to start a game until Saturday. So we had all day today and all day tomorrow's show. Before I didn't want to butcher. And he's from Alvin. I'm sure some of his kinfolk listen.
If you are related to him, 713-572-4610. You call in. Tell us how you say it. Tell us how you say it. Are they? I believe. God, if Brian Anderson. If it wasn't Brian Anderson, I would not. I'd have stayed steady on this. I would have gone to the. I would have gone to the hill and died.
I tell you what. That is the third one that I've heard, and we're 0-3 on the Uvaldes. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's E-O or E.
Yeah. Sean Pendergast is wrong.
I've shot a deer in Uvalde.
Sean somehow taking the brunt of this one. He ain't even in the building.
That ain't it. 713-572-4610. Let me throw this out. You can text in this because we had Tony Gwynn Jr. on earlier today, and the big conversation piece and question is, all right, if they're not going to have Lance McCullers, Lance McCullers is somebody who we're hearing there's a potential that he may not be on the ALCS roster. He may not be able to pitch. John Heyman reported earlier. That it sounds like he may miss. It's likely that he misses the ALCS. And we're trying to figure out, all right, is that a death nail? Is that a death nail for the Astros if Lance McCullers, their ace, isn't there. Tony Gwynn Jr., who we speak to every week, our baseball insider, he was on at 3:30 earlier today, or 3:18, excuse me, earlier today. You can use that Odyssey Rewind feature to hear back. This is what he thought about the Astros' chances if, for some reason, Lance McCullers can't go.
Oof. Ah, man, I don't think so.
Okay, stop
I mean,
right there. God, the theatrics with Tony. Oof. Oh, God. Just say no, then. Oof. Just say no. Start it over again. This is you got to be kidding me, Tony.
Oof. Ah, man, I don't think so. I mean, that's how good Lance was in that last series, like dominant. And you feel bad for him because, as we talked about last week, he's been looking forward to this moment, to be that ace, to be the guy that the team is leaning on. And it sounds like right now his body may be betraying him a little bit. So hopefully the news gets better, but you got to be pretty frightened if you're an Astro fan right now, hearing about this tightness in his elbow.
First off, before he gave his answer, sounding like he was checking his pockets for a pack of cigarettes. Checking his cigarettes. But but he said he doesn't think – he thinks that he doesn't believe the Red Sox – they can beat the Red Sox if Lance isn't there. And it's fair because, if we're honest, Clint, in that series against the White Sox, the Astros dominated and they won that score differential 31-18. But Lance is the only starter who fared well. Framber went out early and got pulled. Luis Garcia was bad. He got pulled in the middle of a damn count for Yimmy. And then Lance came back in game four and was pitching one-run baseball before he was pulled out. So you can understand where he's going with that. I just don't think, and we were talking about this when they named the first two starters, I just don't think this Red Sox team, especially their pitching staff, is dominant enough that they're going to shut down the Astros enough to where they can't offset losing their ace.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Look, I look at this series like this. Like, first of all, I hope the young guys that you just mentioned not having good first outings in the playoffs, I hope they got that behind them.
Yeah.
But think about it, Show. I mean, for the Red Sox to win this series, the wheels have to completely come off of the Astros.
You think so? For the Red Sox to win it, the wheels in terms of the pitching or just the whole
thing? The whole thing. Like you have to have you would have to have multiple poor, very, very poor outings by several guys in terms of, and I'm talking about the starting rotation all the way to the bullpen, possibly Zach Greinke. I'm talking about the whole thing. You'd have to have really, really bad outings by multiple guys consecutively and the lineup to just go stone cold.
The lineup go, yeah.
I mean, you'd have to have all of that to happen in my opinion, for the Red Sox to win this series. Like that, maybe I'm too confident, but I think the Astros, the starting rotation could struggle through some, like they did in Fromber's first start, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and they're gonna beat the Red Sox with that particular kind of start.
Because his struggle was two runs.
Well, it ended up being
four,
two runs.
I mean,
yeah.
Four runs. Yeah, it ended up being four runs. Well, his struggle was four runs.
Right.
But when he came out, obviously Yimmy gave up a few more runs to take it on. But his struggle was four runs, and so yeah, they can win that way. They just the only part about it is if they just have a bunch of games like that to where.
That's what I'm saying.
You're having
to bring
the bullpen in
early. Like those
two
guys, Luis Garcia and Framber Valdez, right, are going to have to – they're going to have consecutive – or let's say in this – Framber Valdez and Luis Garcia, they're going to have consecutive, like, wheels come off types of games. If they give you 6-3, if they give you 6-4, I don't know about you, but I feel pretty damn good about the Astros' ability to score runs against this rotation.
I mean, I'm to a point where against this rotation, if the Astros could, if the starting pitcher could just hold a four spot, just a four spot or less, I think that the Astros have a really good chance to win because I don't think they have a dominant pitching staff.
And if they don't, that's okay because you can come back the next. It's going to take consecutive. That's what I mean. Like it's going to take consecutive wheels coming off for the Red Sox to outscore the Astros 4 out of 7 times. That's I guess it's the best way I could put it. Like, it's going to take the starting rotation, the bullpen, it's going to take the wheels completely coming off in this series for the pitching staff, for the Red Sox to outscore this Astros lineup 4 out of 7 games. Well, is that too confident?
No, it can happen though.
It can, and
it's not just like a that could happen because this bullpen has been a bit shaky. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley coming up behind us, Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. But before we get to them, Clint, we got a message from your mama again. Oh, Lord, Boston.
Just a little warning before we crank up with the Astros and the Red Sox. You got Nathan Eovaldi. You're on thin ice, bub, with the comments you made. That's real close to being trash talk. 2018, you want to be an Astro real bad. Hey, Nate, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut you a little bit of slack because you're from Alvin. But, hey, watch what you're saying. Be careful what you're saying. I got some friends up in Boston. I ain't visited them in a while. I might just have to run up there and visit with them. Real convenient for me to take that Uber right over there to Fenway and whoop that ass. Oh, and by the way, Boston, y'all need to worry a lot less about McCullers and start worrying about those bats, those Astros bats. You got that old green wall out there in the outfield, monster, whatever y'all call that thing. And my boys are going to beat the hell out of that thing. Thinking maybe you better do a little reinforcement before we get there. And we will be there right after we whoop that ass here in the juice box. Go, Stros.
Can Bun B or somebody put a song together with that as the hook? Whoop that ass. There's just something. There's got to be something there.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
Oh, Lord. Linda, again, at it again. I hope they hear it in Boston. I really do. WEI, our sister station, I hope you hear this and they play it in Boston. I mean, you can't even be mad at her. You just got to laugh at that. Wow. Mark Berman, John Harris behind us. How do you follow that, boys? Stay tuned. Listen, they've got Texas All Access. Tyler, great job. Clint, great job. We're out tomorrow live across the street from the Juice Box, the corner of Congress and Crawford. So come by, check us out as we give you some pregame ahead of Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. I am Ron, the show, Hughley, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be.
I'm going to slide over there and find your ass. I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass. Go, Stros.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.